This podcast is sponsored by UMC Cyber Campus Online Learning.
Hi, this is Paul Lemberg, and I want to welcome you to Orchestrating Success with Hugh Ballew. This podcast is all about ways to redefine leadership as a pathway to increasing your business or nonprofit income. Now, here's Hugh with today's session.
Hey there. This is podcast number 71. You know, this whole process of defining the leadership principles, the concepts, the actions, all of this stuff that I'm putting into this podcast have been really helpful to me. It's a good exercise for me to clarify thoughts, to put things down on paper and to talk about them. So I hope it's as useful to you as it has been to me. It's an exercise in clarity. So when I encourage clients to write things out, to write your goals, to write your long-term objectives, to write your performance expectations for yourself and your team, it's a way of clarifying our own thoughts. And so I do try to do what I share with others. If it's helpful, then it's got to be helpful for me. This is part two. A culture is a reflection of the leader. We're thinking about leadership as a pull rather than a push. The boss is, do it this way. That's push leadership. The conductor, it's pull. They influence others and create the space and mentor people and empower people to perform at a higher level. So I love this quote from Marcus Aurelius. Perform every act in life as though it was your last. Oh, it's essential for leaders to develop awareness and skills to impact the culture. We impact them either way, but it's important if we want to impact the culture positively that we do that. I'm going to add that note to the notes. You can find the notes at hughballewpodcast.com. I welcome and invite two-way conversation. You can email me at hugh@hughballew.com. It's a dialogue. We get better when we clarify and look at where there's apparent contradictions. It's between those contradictions where we find an element of truth. Leaders get results with language, both good and bad. We're orchestrating success. It's the conductor model, and we're converting our passion to profit, but we do work through other people. We impact the results by influencing other people. If we look around and nobody's following, we're not positively influencing them. Part of it is choosing when to speak and what to say. Sometimes it's better not to talk. When we can say, anytime, we can say whatever we choose. It's our business. We're the leader. It's our space. There are consequences to word choices. If you take the quote by Marcus Aurelius one step further, speak every word as it were your last. What if it was the last word you were ever to say to that person and it just didn't resonate or it damaged their self-worth or their feelings? What if that was the last word you were able to say? Then this highlights the importance of how leaders choose words. There is power in the words chosen. There's also power in delivery. Research tells us that 7%, that's 7% of the message is in the words. The rest is in facial expression and delivery, your inflection, your pauses. Having said this, the wrong word choices can block or change the intent of the whole message. So words are important. Another favorite quote is from Mark Twain, who said, "It's better to keep your mouth shut and appear stupid than open it and remove all doubt." Being transparent is good, It's different than showing insensitive or ignorance. And sometimes it's better to observe and listen than it is to jump in and give our opinion. Now, what are acceptable words? It's a choice. There's wisdom in this, and there's experience. And I know right away when I've delivered a word that's not the right one, I can see the impact of that. And I work with this, and I help people think about their words. I'm not exempt from making the same mistakes. When I get frustrated or excited, I might become careless with my word choices and even use some profanity. When leaders show insensitivity by using words that might offend someone else, the impact might be damaging to the leader's reputation and their position of influence. The choice of words and those words that are delivered can make a huge difference. It's important to preserve the integrity of our image by choosing the right words, because there are consequences to using words that aren't acceptable in certain situations. Some types of poor choices of words might be profanity, harsh words or critical words, sexist language, racist language, political grandstanding, religious bigotry. That list can go on and on and on. Those may not belong in the workplace. Fundamentally, leaders impact others with actions and words. When combining negative word choices and negative emotions, the negative impact is greatly magnified. Many times, the damage is permanent and there's no going back. We as leaders are, in fact, encouragers. One good word of affirmation displaces 37 disparaging remarks. 1 to 37, one attaboy goes against 37, oh crap. The job of the leader is to influence others. That influence can be either positive or negative. We get a choice. Even when there's a need for correction, discipline, or delivering bad news, there's a way to choose words that are helpful and constructive rather than critical and destructive. Having positive impact on those whom we lead is using power of influence in a useful and engaging manner. Transformational leaders use position of influence rather than power of position to facilitate actions and changes. It is important to realize that there is power of position, however, when communicating with others in the organization. This is what is sometimes called a power differential when communicating with team members. Leaders who are not aware of that power differential leverage that position of power over others, sometimes intentionally, sometimes unintentionally. Sending unintentional messages can damage the effectiveness of any leader and potential damage their reputation and the team morale. An example would be professor, student, clergy and members, the boss and the administrative staff. We have the power of position, which is perceived by others in a very different way than we might perceive it. Carefully chosen words engage others in active listening and empower them to strive for results. Here's some examples that I thought of. You can certainly think of more of negative phrases. Negative words creep into our language mostly by habit. We form bad habits and therefore send negative messages in our communications, both verbal and written, which can cloud the real message. Be aware of those negative word choices. Negative messages might be one of the following: blaming tone, blaming words, communicate doubt, that the other person can't succeed, only stresses negative results and doesn't include any of the possibilities for success, includes negative words such as can't, won't, unable to, etc. Examples of negative words and phrases are you. When you start with the word you. When identifying a place for improvement or failure, that could be received as blame. It's blaming language. You did this. You made me this. Here's another one. You have to understand. No, they don't. They had a choice to understand or not. That's a power position. You should or you ought to. It's demanding and forcing. It's forced leadership. When we will thank you too. Well, that's a little sarcastic. That's not helpful. Be direct. You fill in the options. There's others. Examples of positive words or phrases. Positive word choices empower others to look at their actions and to want to improve as well as embrace their good qualities and actions. Positive words build people up and support healthy relationships. Positive messages might be like one of the following. Opens up potential for results. Encourages actions and problem solving. Prompts others to seek opinions and their options and their alternatives. It stresses positive results and consequences. Examples of positive words and phrases. The results were not what was desired. How can we solve it? What support would be helpful in getting different results? Are there other options to consider? Maybe suggest a couple to get it started. Was I clear in my instructions for this task? Maybe the problem originated with us, the leader. Utilize your position of influence. Remember, this is not the power position, it's the influence. Words can command or nurture. Words can damage or support. Words are missiles or affirmations. Words push or pull. Influential leaders bring out the best in others. Underneath the process of communication is relationship. Communication is limited without good relationship. Always work on relationship with everyone in your sphere of influence. Got a special offer. It's not you, it's your team. Are you facing leader burnout? Are you struggling with an underperforming team and not generating enough revenue? It's time to change the results. Go to Leading for Profit and check it out. This is Hugh Ballou. I hope this has been helpful. This is number 71, Orchestrating Success. Wishing you and your team all the best. Today's podcast was sponsored by UMC Cyber Campus. It's where you can continue growing as a leader online. It's a portal for learning for religious leaders. Major programs are there, including the leadership programs from Center Vision. Love to see you take advantage of that. UMCCyberCampus.com. UMCCyberCampus.com.
Thanks for listening today to the Orchestrating Success Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes to stay focused on ways to redefine leadership and increase your profit.